Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
So let me ask you a question. Have you abandoned your New Year's goals of eating right and losing weight already? Or is this cold weather making those trips to the expensive grocery store even harder? Well, skip that extra trip and eat better with HelloFresh. HelloFresh is here to help you eat better by delivering fresh ingredients to their amazing recipes right to your door. Take the hassle of running to the grocery store for dinner or running to the store for that one missing ingredient away. Spend more time doing the things you love with delicious chef-crafted recipes delivered to your doorstep. Their creamy lemon herb chicken is no joke. And the barbecue pineapple chicken flatbread, delicious. They don't take that much time to prep and cook. The recipes you choose have estimated time to cook and only take seconds to eat and enjoy. Save yourself the time of planning a meal and prepping and let HelloFresh help. Sign up now and get in on the robust flavors and filling portions. That's HelloFresh.com/Ebro65 and use code Ebro65 to check out for 65% off and free shipping.
Hey, it's Ebro Laura Rosenberg on a Monday, and we got tickets to see Lil Wayne live on April 16th at the Apollo Theater. Shouts to Live Nation. So we need two contestants to play Laura Never Loses. Get to the phones right now, 800-223-9797.
Maxine. Maxine. Like a bunch of fruits. Maxine. I don't know what I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait, what's actually like a bunch of fruit again?
Wait, like a bunch of fruit?
Did what? He say a bunch? He says like a bunch of fruit.
No, he doesn't say fruit. Which part are you talking about?
Are you making this up, Ebro?
You know about this girl. Her name is Maxine.
Right.
It's like a bunch of fruit.
Oh, he's not
and
saying
And if
fruit.
I ever tell you about Maxine...
You would have said,
I don't know what I know, but
murder, she wrote.
You didn't say see. Fruit?
No. Let's see. I'm going to look that part up. It's not fruit, though.
I'm telling you.
You think it's fruit? Let's see.
Her beauty is like a bunch of rose, is what it says on the internet.
Yeah, it sounds like rose to me.
Her beauty is like a bunch of rose. No, he says fruit.
He doesn't say fruit. Is it rose?
Well, I tell you.
I always thought a rose bunch anyway, of fruit, but I had to confirm.
A bunch of fruit sounds better than a bunch of roses.
Nah, roses are beautiful.
Nah, I like fruit.
A bunch of fruit.
I like fruit too, but roses are beautiful.
Nah, fruit. Yo, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, we here, man. It's time to get to shenanigans. Laura Never Loses. Laura really enjoyed the Grammys last night, so she's gearing up for a major flashing lights coming up.
Oh, man.
No, I really am. It was, normally I'm like, hey, I'll just wait for the highlights. But I watched the entire thing. It was really good. So I'm excited to give you
Did
guys
you take
some of the
notes and everything?
Yeah, I just remember very well.
Since when?
Ebro, when I'm focused. No, I'm lying. I did take notes. I was like, oh, this happened. Because you know I'm going to forget.
Exactly. You're like the waiter. Comes in, right, says a bunch of stuff, and then the next day forgets.
No. Waiters are amazing. I will forget as soon as you tell me. So
some waiters are amazing. Some come over and act like they remember everything and don't have to write it down. That cool. Write my ish down, B. Don't mess up my order. I'd rather see you writing it down than try to remember everything.
The OG waiters, the old school ones, they impress me, man. I'm like, how
there's
you remember
there's
all
some.
This?
There's some. Wow. There's some. Some. Or the ones that remember this all the specials. Shout out to them.
Yeah.
They know the whole menu by heart, B.
I don't even think it's worth it to not write it down because everyone's always sitting there thinking what Ebro's thinking.
Exactly.
Why don't you
just write this down, bro?
Yeah, you're just going, you going to remember? They probably
No one's going to judge you if you write it down. Everyone's like, oh.
I respect it if you write it down. I'm like, okay, I feel like my order is in a secure place. I'm hungry.
That's right.
When my stuff comes out, we won't have to go back and forth. It's going to come out correctly.
Yeah. You don't get a bigger tip because you memorized
right.
it.
Right. There's no bonus.
You know what I'm saying?
Write my ish down. But anyway, Laura wrote her ish down ready for the flashing lights. The Grammys edition of the flashing lights. But first, the game that lives up to its name most of the time. Laura never loses. What are we giving away again, Laura?
Oh, we got tickets to see Lil Wayne live April 16th at the Apollo Theater. Shout out to Live Nation.
Live Nation. Lil Wayne was up there. Got it. Lil Wayne had a busy weekend at the Grammys. They gave him the Black Music Coalition, like, Uplifting Human of the Universe Award. I don't know what it's called, but it was
uplifting
good.
Uplifting Human of the Universe.
That's something.
Yeah, man. Yeah, something. It's huge. Something. Who we got in there, Shawnee? I didn't get the notes.
We got Sue Ann on the line.
Sue Ann.
Hi.
Good morning, Sue Ann.
Baby. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, Sue Ann. Are you commuting today, Sue Ann?
That's good. I just got out of traffic off the 95.
Okay.
I'm doing better than I was 15 minutes ago.
Okay, things are loosening up a little bit. You're moving. You're starting to move.
Yeah.
All right. I like it. Did you hear about the new Easy Pass law that New Jersey Governor Phil... What's Phil's last name?
Murph,
the Murphster. Phil Pass. Yeah, no, a new law that basically says before they fine you... This is just for Jersey, though, but we got to work on New York. Before they fine you or put anything on your account or try to act like you ain't paying, they got to check to see if you have an account first. That's right. They out here fining people, charging them whatever the toll is, plus $50, not even looking to see if they have an account first.
Yeah, so that'd be crazy.
Yo, Easy Pass is a mess. And now the next step is going to be we got to get New York State on that, and then we got to get New York State, New Jersey to communicate to each other. Because New York don't even look at the Jersey thing to see if you got a thing, and vice versa. Jersey don't look at New York. They don't talk. Got to fix that. It's a racket. Who else you got, Shawnee Culture?
We got Biz.
Biz. Nobody beats
Biz. What's good? Good morning.
R.I.P. to the Biz Marquee, but we got another Biz on the line.
That's right. Respect those.
You know what I'm saying? Biz, how you doing? You watched the Grammys last night, Biz?
Yo, I was in and out of sleep trying to catch it, but I'm definitely going to YouTube the hip-hop part only.
Yeah, they did a good job, man. They did a good job. Yo, and did you Rosenberg, you peeped where LL, when he was introing the whole set, he was like, look, we couldn't include everybody. We'll deal with that later.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's very clear.
Yeah, we couldn't do everything here, guys.
On the wall.
Yo, here go my lady Jazz, still mad. Where's Lil' Kim? Where's Foxy? I'm tight. Why, no Bad Boy? I was like, yo, the man just said they tried to do everything they could, man.
I know. And I'm like, you know, people can say no, I'm not available, too.
And if we're being honest, some things are very difficult to coordinate.
Yeah.
Like Bad Boy. Bad Boy is difficult to coordinate. Puff? Puff would have took up the whole thing. You wouldn't have had a lot of the other people get a shot. Hey, you know, never mind. We'll get into it later. Here we go. Sue Ann, who you want to represent you, me or Laura Staff?
You know, I'm going to start the morning off right with my girl, Laura.
There you go.
All right, mama, let's go.
Her beauty's like a bunch of fruit. You know what I'm saying?
Roses, man, rose.
60 seconds on the clock.
That's right.
Shawnee with the questions. Let's play Laura Never Loses.
Here we go.
Go.
Which singer just announced her stadium tour?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
Beyonce.
For this summer is Beyonce.
The most Grammy winning artist of all time.
That's a fact. Which celebrity chef?
Laura.
Laura.
Celebrity chef? Gordon Ramsay?
Facts. Hosts of Hell's Kitchen.
Well,
Gordon Ramsay. Missy Elliott in Tribe Called Quest. Laura.
No.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they just nominated. Which family is at the center of The Godfather?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Corleone family.
Corleone. That's facts. Tie game. Which legendary quarterback just announced he is retiring?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Tom Brady.
At 46. That's correct. What is the only mammal, on Earth?
Ebro.
Ebro.
The only mammal on Earth.
Three.
Earth.
Two.
Whale.
Incorrect. What is the only mammal on Earth that can't jump?
An elephant?
Facts. Tie game.
Ooh.
Wow. Oh.
Elephants can't jump. All right. Okay. Here we go.
Here we go.
All right. How many strings?
Oh, no.
Are on a standard guitar?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro. Oh.
Five.
Incorrect.
Oh, six. Oh. Must be six.
Six.
Six. Ebro wins.
No.
Oh, sorry. Laura wins.
Wow. Oh, my
I mean, Ebro's wrong.
Oh, my God. Yay.
Laura wins. Celine wins.
Congratulations, Mama. You got tickets to see Lil Wayne live April 16th at the Apollo Theater.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome, honey.
Suwan, hang on a second. Yo, Biz, man. Sorry about that, bro. Enjoy your commute, though. You know what I'm saying? On the way, Flashing Lights with Laura Staff.
All right, coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, we'll cover all things Grammys, highlights, and big winners, and more. Coming up next.
7 minutes commercial-free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Tell me you're that somebody, please. And pay attention, because Laura Styles has been taking copious notes to get ready for this morning's Flashing Lights, the Grammys follow-up edition. Maybe some Rock Nation brunch in there, too.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the Flashing Lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the Flashing Lights? Laura Styles can put us on.
Ah, yes, the 65th annual Grammy Awards went down, hosted by Trevor Noah. The show opened with Bad Bunny, super high energy. It was really, really dope to see him. I don't know if you guys peeped the big statues that were dancing around.
Yeah, those were like legendary people, right?
Absolutely. It was one of them was representing Tego Calderon, Roberto Clemente. It was just like a lot of historical figures. Andy Montanez, too, who was from El Gran Combo. So he always uses a moment to, like, honor, you know, the legends, but...
Shawty, play some El Gran Combo real quick, fam.
El Gran.
Fire joint, B.
Some of the
you
highlights
got no
of the
El
night.
El Gran Combo in your systems?
How you spell that? I got the L part. Is it Gran? How you spell Gran?
G-R-A-N and the new word combo. It's not in there. We'll get Cash One's got it for sure.
We'll get it.
Anyway, there was a lot of highlights, so we'll cover them all throughout the rest of the show. But Viola Davis is now an EGOT winner. Emmy, yeah. Grammy, Oscar, and Tony.
Okay.
Which was amazing. Her speech was actually really beautiful. Beyonce, you know, the queen bee made it. And she's the most decorated artist in the show's history. All right.
Wow.
She beat this Hungarian-British conductor, George Soldi, with the most Grammy Awards ever. So she actually had a beautiful speech, and I saw, like, did you guys peep? Like, I almost looked like Jay was about to shed a tear.
Good.
Like, she was super emotional. I don't know if it's in the system, Shawnee, but it was short and sweet and to the point. If not, we'll play it later on. But, you know, there was also a beautiful moment when they were honoring all the legends that we've lost. And, you know, Quavo took the stage with Maverick City Music, you know, honor Takeoff. And that one was tough, man. And did you guys peep the case Slay mention?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Rosenberg posted it on his news feed. Rosenberg News.
Rosenberg
on
Radio.
IG.
I'm old school. Radio, bro. Radio.
Oh, sorry. Rosenberg Radio.
Yeah, no, I posted up there. It was awesome, man. I was so worried they weren't going to include him.
Really?
They every year they miss people who are really important. And I was really happy they did.
Wow, that never even crossed my mind.
I feel like because they're honoring a hip hop 50th.
Yeah.
Someone there was like, listen, you better not F this up.
They got Hurricane G too.
Yep, I saw that too.
Well, also too, the I don't know if you guys saw that Harvey Mason Jr., who is now in charge of the whole, runs the whole Grammys, and shout to many others, including Felicia Butterfield and some other people. There's a lot of black folks that are in charge of running the Grammys. So
a special moment is when they celebrated the 50th anniversary of hip hop. So LL Cool J introduced the performance and Black Thought narrated. And listen, you know, even at the beginning, he has a disclosure like, we couldn't get everyone, but they delivered a beautiful tribute. I mean, we had everyone from Ice-T to Grandmaster Flash, Melly Mel, Busta, De La Soul, Drama, Jazzy Jeff, Missy Elliott,
Run DMC,
Rakim, Salt and Pepa, Queen Latifah, Too Short. It was beautiful. So I appreciate it for what it was. And, you know, people were kind of upset. They're like, no Bad Boy, you know, no Rockefeller.
How about y'all get mad that Andre 3000 didn't show up and support Big Boy and Outkast? How about that? Why y'all out here getting mad? Tell bro to put down his clarinet and let's do this thing real quick.
That did cross my mind.
I know.
I love Andre 3000. I love. But it's like, my man, like, you can wear the backpack and the overalls.
And I get it. You can wear your backpack, your overalls, and you wouldn't both have time to kick a verse. But, yeah, the optic of seeing them both walk out would have been nice.
It would have been really, really dope. When I saw him walk out alone, I was like, ah, all right. So we will continue to discuss, but the biggest, you know, the talk right now is Harry Styles won Album of the Year.
I get it.
Beyonce and Bad Bunny.
I want to make it racial, but Harry Styles made it. He had a big year.
Man, not bigger than Benito.
How many times y'all going to have a British person beat Beyonce when she in the building, though? Even Adele had a little attitude. I saw it. Adele was right there. She was like, really, this is what we're doing? We're doing this again, guys? We got Beyonce here. We're not giving her this award? All right, cool.
I mean, hold on real quick. She has the most Grammys in history.
Listen, man.
In history.
Listen, man.
She's not exactly slept on, bruh.
Listen, man.
I want to complain.
Listen, man. Beyonce in the building. Give her the biggest prize, man.
I mean, she did get the biggest prize.
She has the... I don't understand.
The biggest prize of the night is Album of the Year, man.
So she has to get it every time she
does it. I said what I said.
As much as I love Beyonce, I really feel Bad Bunny deserved it. I think he had Album of the Year.
That would have been cool.
I think it would have been right. But anyway, we'll continue this conversation. That's your Flashing Lights Report. The time is 7:03. Let me see. Today is a high of 50 degrees and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Love Bad Bunny. Beyonce in the building. You know what it is.
Celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. WQHD-FM, HD1 New York. 97 minutes, commercial-free.
Yeah.
Commercial-free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Laura just told me about an early party she went to, and she was like, yo, it was over by 1. I was like, what? Early is like over by 10.
I mean, 9:30. Depending what kind of party.
Yeah, I see both sides. I mean, for a Saturday, being over by 1 isn't that bad.
No. You guys are talking like normal human beings. I'm an old parent.
Congratulations. You played.
Exactly. So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. True. Playing yourself, yo. You're putting it through the wrong filter. You're putting it through the filter of like people who still go out and like, you know, love the nightlife filter.
I mean, Ebro, to be honest, even if you put it through the nighttime filter, it's a little bit late because the new norm is 3 o'clock, 3:30.
Well, no. Early. That's what I'm saying. She said early, which is 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
through the normal nightlife filter, that's early.
Not anymore. Because really, that's what I'm saying. The new norm is not like 4 or 5 a.m. anymore. It's like 3:30
being
over.
Okay, see? That's how out the loop I am. I thought the afty was popping till 5, 6.
If you keep hanging on, parties will be over by 10 o'clock. You just got to, you know, wait this thing out.
No. My party is over by 10 o'clock.
Right.
I don't care what's going on. Yo, you tell me something starts at 10 o'clock, I'll tell you right now, I ain't going to make it.
No, starts
Enough
at 10
had
o'clock.
A birthday party this past week. Happy belated Enough. Ain't going to make it, Brody, bro. Sorry. Starts at 10. Yeah, right.
No, starts at 10.
Well, especially when it's during the week, you're like, ugh.
Yo, bro, it could be on a Saturday. I'm not going.
Facts.
Don't
nothing
lie.
For me at 10 p.m.
You're never going to go out again to something at 10 o'clock?
He's lying. He was just out with me at a magic show with our significant others,
home?
Bro.
What
I get 2 a.m., bro.
No, I didn't get home at 2 a.m. You wildin'. I
yes,
was in bed by 12:30.
He's
it was
lying,
not 2 a.m.
12:30.
The show started at 9:30, Laura. We went
That's
to dinner
almost
at 10. 7. We went to dinner at 7. The show started at 9:30. It was over at 11. 11:30 at the latest.
But all
we were
of that
out
is
of
still,
there past midnight.
No way.
Ebro, you just gave a speech about how you won't go to something at 10 and then followed it up with you went to something at 9:30. Hit Ebro with the button.
Yo, congratulations. How do you pee?
Bro, 9:30 is not 10. 9:30 is 9:30. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all know these H half an hour counts. Why don't y'all get this?
Nice facts. In his defense, if you go to dinner at 7, it's clean. Because you already outside.
Right. That
exactly.
Does help. No, that does help.
Leaving the house at 8, 9?
Yeah, it's not happening, bro. It's not happening.
Yeah,
and
tough.
And when they said it started at 9:30, I was like, ooh, I'm out late.
Right.
Hey, yo, we'll get to Kyrie Irving and the Dallas Mavericks. Because based on Kyrie Irving's past, they about to get the button. But we'll go to Laura Stiles first.
Oh, man. So, you know, it was a lot of talk around Grammy nominees and Grammy winners. So when the album went to Best R&B Album, the nominees were Chris Brown, Lucky Day, Mary J. Blige, PJ Morton, and Robert Glasper. Now, Robert Glasper was the big winner of the night. But Chris Brown decided to start this crazy Who the F is Robert Glasper campaign. Like, just putting pictures of him, who the F is this? And it was just such sore loser vibes. Like, bro, fine. You know, even though, like, a lot of people are like, yo, Chris should have won. But you don't disrespect someone as amazing as Robert Glasper just because you didn't win. And I just thought he deserved the button for just, like, bro, it was, like, over, post, over and over and over and over again. Like, come on, fam.
Yeah, he deserves a few buttons for that. That was, like, because you literally looked foolish. Because you should know who he is. Even if you want to be bitter, even if you want to be a sore loser, you're acting as if he's not accomplished. Like,
yes.
Can you do 2 minutes of research before you start tweeting? He looked nuts.
Well, I think, and people like Chris Brown or, you know, majority of people, they don't get it. The Grammys doesn't care about how much radio play and chart position you got. They don't care. They care about artistry, and they care about what they think is fire and their vote and the people who vote in that category. I'm sure Erykah Badu, Maxwell, her, Daniel Caesar, Bilal, Common, Jay Dilla. I'm trying to think who else. Layla Hathaway, Kendrick Lamar. And many others could tell you who Robert Glasper is.
And more than that.
Black Star, Dave Chappelle, and all
Roots.
The other people that, the Roots, who jump on stage with Robert Glasper every time he comes to town.
Most Def, so, Quali. It was a bad look. By the way, is Chris Brown acting like he dropped like a seminal album last year?
Bro, like I said, people who are like Chris Brown are thinking like they should have won in that category just based on popularity.
Just that they're
popularity
there.
Contest. They're missing the memo every year on the Grammys. That's the problem. Is the Grammys is deeper than a popularity contest.
You have the Billboard Awards. That's your popularity contest. That's just chart position. Boom, you're in and out.
Yo, last night the Grammys gave Best New Artist to a young lady from the Bronx who I had heard about probably a few months ago because I happen to work at Apple Music, and the people in the jazz department are so open off this girl, Samara Joy. She sounds like Ella Fitzgerald or something. She's a young singer who has, like, the most magical jazz, traditional jazz vocal performance in, like, generations or something. She won a Grammy last night. That's that young lady that was on stage that was like, oh, my God,
yeah.
Like, she's from the Bronx.
That's
what the Grammys does.
And she beat out names that we know that we're much more familiar with.
Right, but the Grammys are looking for things that are culturally impactful and musically important, and trying to make a dent with it. And that's something I love about the Grammys. Now, do they annoy me? Yes. Do they get things wrong? Absolutely. Can we give the Grammys the button from time to time? For sure. But can we give Chris Brown his big ass button one more time?
Congratulations.
Tweaking like that?
You played yourself.
Oh, Rosenberg, what you got? Go ahead.
No, I'm ready, but it's just time to grow up, Chris. Like, you're trying to turn over that leaf where people respect you and fully take you in as an artist that you are. Don't have meltdowns like that and go at other artists. Like, that just looked petty. I was going to go right to the Brooklyn Nets and the Dallas Mavericks, who get the very rare double.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Now, this doesn't happen a lot where both parties involved in a business transaction both get the congrats. But what are you saying here, Rosenberg?
Well, no, the Nets trade was fine. What the Nets got back from Dallas was fine. But by trading Kyrie Irving, they are essentially giving themselves the button.
It's congratulations.
The acknowledgement that this thing absolutely did not work. They tried to cater to Kyrie's needs. Dude didn't want to play in the bubble. He didn't want to play when the world around him was too emotionally rigorous on him. Want to take time off. Didn't want to get the vaccine. Took more time off. Now here we are. Things finally settled down after his controversy early in the season because of the anti-Semitic movie. Everything's finally calm. Yo, I got to be honest. Ebro, if we're being real, people really did move on.
Absolutely.
He was just playing. Yo, like,
we were waiting for KD to come back so they could start winning again.
No one was sitting here protesting. No one's bringing up what's happened. Everyone just like, when KD comes back, maybe this team goes on a run. Kyrie comes out last week, demands a trade. Nets give themselves the button by making the trade. But the bigger congrats has to go to the Dallas Mavericks, who let go of like three draft picks, including a first rounder, plus Spencer Dinwiddie, to bring in this problem. Because Kyrie and Luka Doncic, unless they're playing with two basketballs, I don't see how this is going to work out.
Whew, crazy. And neither one of them play great defense. So you still got a problem if you're the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah.
Oh, but the highlights are going to be great. Yo, it's going to be a highlight reel every night. And that will sell tickets, by the way. They will win games. Will they win championships? That's yet to be seen. But will Kyrie take some time off? How long is the contract?
I don't know if they – well, he's up at the end of the year. I forget if they included – I think they get first right of refusal, essentially, to re-sign.
But he's not guaranteed a long-term deal here.
No. Let me look, but I don't think so. I don't think it included more years to his deal. King Louis, tell me if I'm wrong here. It's early in the day, but, yeah, I don't think so.
Dallas will not sign him before offseason. So that means Kyrie's going to show up and play tough and prove to them, hey, I need a long-term deal, and then he's going to take some time off.
Exactly. And I can already picture it. Considering how he meshed with the New York media and fans, it's going to go great in Dallas. What could possibly go wrong here?
Yo.
They're going to love Kyrie in Texas. Bro. You couldn't make it in New York.
No, it's not just Texas. It's Dallas, bro.
And Dallas, right. It's Dallas.
Not like Houston or something.
Yo, I read that perfect that Kyrie is going to the place where JFK was killed. Dig into these conspiracy theories. Show right up at the grassy knoll.
Oh, my God.
Start looking around.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself.
Single shooter my ass.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
That's why they've been keeping that thing sealed till Kyrie got there. They've been keeping that file sealed so Kyrie could do the investigations, man. Listen, man, bro, the bro Kyrie is a nice guy, a phenomenal basketball player, just a generational talent. But the truth be told, he does what he wants to do, and some people applaud that.
Did he get a
does
big
what
check?
He wants to do when he wants to do it, gets to the bag, keeps it. But, you know, when you're trying to win championships or you're trying to keep a team together, he may not be the guy for you.
He's eligible to sign a 2-year, $83 million extension with the Mavericks up until June 30th. what he's been seeking is a four-year, $200 million deal. So we'll see.
We'll see how this plays out. Cast One, 97 minutes commercial-free. Curved is happening next. You got Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Yo, it went from like 3 degrees to 50 degrees in one day.
Yeah.
Crazy.
We're good. We're straight now.
Are we back?
We back.
The high today is supposed to get up to like 50 and sunshine.
Yo, shout out so to everyone. Wild. Shout out to everyone who had to take their dogs out on Friday night. That, bruh, it was
dog didn't. Out. I heard dogs didn't even want to go outside.
Man.
It was like, yo, I'll hold it. It's cool. We'll try it again tomorrow.
It was crazy out there. It was really wild.
Good morning, everybody. Have a safe commute.
Wanted me to lie, wanted me to cry, wanted me to...
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Yo, Flavor Flav looks the same.
He did yesterday.
Yeah.
Chuck D looked great. I mean, obviously, you know, LL. How Melly Mel stays. I mean, Melly Mel lives in the gym.
Yo, Melly Mel, man, that is a very interesting gentleman.
I was like, wow, he's like 61.
Great
wow,
guy.
That's crazy.
He came
great
out.
Great guy.
He came out shirtless and looking like a professional wrestler. Like,
listen, in the 80s, man. If my body looked like that, I'd be up here shirtless every morning.
It was.
Absolutely.
And I think what works really well for Chuck and Flav is when they do Public Enemy, they almost dress up as Public Enemy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see Chuck all the time. You see Chuck doing interviews. He looks good generally. But then when
he throws on the Pirates hat,
he throws on the baseball hat and Flav puts on the whole thing. They immediately
with the white
go,
glasses. Oh, come on.
They just
man.
Go back to looking like how they look. And Flav can still hit the dances.
Last night, 50 Years of Hip Hop tribute at the Grammys was very well done. Man, yo, you saw Flash had the actual beatbox on the stage, the one Winnie created.
That was fire.
With the sounds
so
in it.
Fire.
Jazzy Jeff and LL Cool J going back and forth on the cuts. What?
On Rock the Bells. That was
Rock the Bells cuts. He handled that.
And let's talk about how they had like two of the best hip hop performers of all time go up there and perform back to back. They had Busta and Missy go back to back, bro.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
It was
good, man. It was very hard to complain about it. You know me. You know I'd be ready to complain. I didn't walk away with one complaint. I was like, this is fantastic.
Well, and LL helped because he started by giving everybody a disclaimer like, listen, we tried to get as many people in here as we could. We couldn't get everyone. We'll deal with that later.
Just enjoy
that's
what
how
we
you
got.
Know it's a hip hop performance where right. You got to put up disclaimers to make sure people don't start talking crazy. I loved it. It was 50 years of hip hop. It's gonna be listen. We get these tribute performances all year, and rightfully so. But shout out to the Grammys doing a great job. Kendrick Lamar won Rap Album of the Year. They owed one to him for that. They owed him for that. They made sure that happened. Everybody who voted in the rap categories, they was like, "Yo, that Macklemore thing went left. We're gonna fix. We gotta fix this up tonight."
I mean, it was really only him and Pusha, let's be honest.
That was it.
They were the real, and the topic matter of Kendrick's album was more Grammy-ish than Pusha's.
That's a fact.
Pusha's a straight street album. Kendrick's diving into deep therapeutic talk.
Mental health.
Yeah, it's a different animal, but I was happy
vulnerability. You know what I mean? It was great. It was a great night at the Grammys last night. Great night at the Grammys. Did you guys see the God Did, Khaled, Hove, Lil Wayne, Rick Ross, John Legend, Last Supper in the Streets performance?
Yes.
I have not watched yet. I'm about to pull this up.
You got to watch that. Hove's spit the whole four minutes sitting there with Juan and Emery was sitting there. You know what I mean? They was outside. He had his boys sitting next to him with all at the table. It was a good look. If you miss it, that was like the way the whole Grammys thing closed. But we'll get back to more Grammys after 8. Right now, bring in DJ John.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John, what are you giving to people today when they call and they're smarter than you?
Oh, big call number 9 to see tickets to see Ladies Night featuring Keisha Cole, Mario, Maxwell, and more at the Barclays Center. Also, who wins qualifies a grand prize to be upgraded seats, dinner for two, transportation, and luxury jewelry made hot by Tajay Diamonds. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Republic Records and Oscar Santos Car Services.
Yo, there's a whole package. Yeah.
That's a nice package.
Yeah, you get tickets, and also you qualify for upgraded stuff. It's crazy.
There you go, DJ John. How was the birthday celebration? It seemed like you took days off just to work. What was going on last week? You called into this show, called into Rosenberg's other job at ESPN in the afternoon. I mean, it was just nonstop.
Oh, man, it's a blur. You know, it's a blur. My birthday's a blur. You know, it's new day. I feel good.
Did you actually not work? I'm confused.
Yeah, did not work at all.
Well, how come you were calling all these shows?
But it's a phone call, bro. It's like I could call anyone. Like call my pops. Yo, pops. You know, it's like calling you to make sure.
Nah, when I'm not at work though, I think I'm not. Do I call y'all?
It wasn't planned. It was really last minute. And Griff asked me about what's happening. He's like, "Yo, you want some DJ John trivia?"
Oh, got it.
Yeah. So I asked him, if you want me to call, let me know. He said, yeah, sure.
Well, I just want to let you know you spoiled our birthday celebration we had planned for you.
Oh, what was it? Let me, might as well say it and share with the audience.
Nah, it's over now.
Oh, it seems like you didn't plan nothing.
It's over. No, we had a big plan for you because we were going to do a whole belated celebration. We didn't know you were off on a Friday. We thought you were just taking the birthday off. So we was going to come through with the big DJ John celebration on Friday.
That's love, man. It's the thought that counts.
I mean, I love lying about it. You know what I'm saying? Who we got online, Shiny Culture?
We got Steven.
Steven!
What's up?
That was three. What's up? Three what's ups. You don't get those anymore. That's like a throwback. The three what's ups.
Yeah, real throwback.
That's taking me back to the 90s. What's up? You don't get those. All right, here we go. Pay attention, bro. Laura's got a question for you so you can get these tickets. Sounds like a great date night, too, plan. What do you got, Laura?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here's your question. Can you tell us who has won the most Grammys ever and has a fan base called the Beehive?
Yo, fam. Yo.
Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Correct.
Who's Beyonce?
He nailed it.
Beyonce.
We say Beyonce. I heard Beyonce.
All right, DJ John, here's your question. Man. Can you tell us who is the youngest person to win a Grammy ever?
MJ. Mike Jack.
Ooh,
it's
good
actually
call.
Leanne Rimes.
Ooh,
she made history in 1997 when she was 14 years old. Youngest person to ever win a Grammy.
She was very young, that's right.
I don't remember that, but shout out to Leanne Rimes, wherever you are.
Oh, you don't
remember? Bro's name is Steve. What's up, guy? That was Steve?
What's up?
Yeah, man, you getting these tickets. Who's he going to see, DJ John?
Keisha Cole, Mario, Maxwell, and more at the Barclays Center.
When?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't say on the sheet. It should.
Doesn't have a date?
Nope.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
There's a lot of sponsors on there, though.
Word.
Transportation. Now you qualify for a whole date night situation, Steve, with transpo and
jewelry
is cracking. So don't hang up, man. We gotta get some info. On the way, flashing lights with Laura Stiles.
Coming up in the flashing lights report, we're covering all things Grammys, big winners and highlights coming up next.
Okay, big winners, yeah. Highlights. It's girls, it's players too. Jersey.
Yeah, yeah. Cause girls is players.
Cast 197 minutes, commercial free.
Cause girls is players too.
More Grammy talk on the way right now in the flashing lights with Laura Stiles on Ebro in the Morning.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights.
Yes, the 65th annual Grammy Awards went down, hosted by Trevor Noah, with Bad Bunny opening up the show. Had everybody dancing, had Taylor Swift, and everyone just dancing. And
Taylor Swift got some hips. That was crazy.
She was moving.
I was like, wait, hold up. Taylor Swift got a couple of hips.
What? It was dope, though. It was dope. But so many amazing moments. Viola Davis is now an EGOT winner, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony, after she won for her best audiobook and narration, storytelling, and recording. But it was a beautiful speech. It was really dope to witness that. And Beyonce is the most decorated artist in the show's history.
Wow.
Surpassing a 26-year-old record once held by a late Hungarian-British conductor, George Solti. So during her speech, and I'll let Shawnee play it, but you could see Hov, like, misty eye, bro. I was like, oh, my God, her tears coming down. And same with Beyonce. But do you have it, Shawnee?
I got it.
I'm trying not to be too emotional. And I'm trying to just receive this night. I want to thank God for protecting me. Thank you, God. I'd like to thank my Uncle Johnny, who's not here, but he's here in spirit. I'd like to thank my parents, my father, my mother, for loving me and pushing me. I'd like to thank my beautiful husband, my beautiful three children who are at home watching. I'd like to thank the queer community for your love and for inventing this genre. God bless you. Thank you so much to the Grammys. Thank you.
Hey. Ooh. Take off. Oh, dabba 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 doe.
Another
the king, Beyonce.
That was beautiful. So also during the segment where they were honoring all the legends that we lost, Quavo took the stage with the Maverick City Music chorus to honor Takeoff with the song Without You. That was super touching. And you know, whatever's very happening emotional between the group, I personally just wish that Offset was up there too. But
I really don't think that has anything to do with anything related to them. Like,
I just think it was Quavo put out a song. Yeah.
Right. And I don't know if you've seen like Offset talk. You know, I think Offset, they're just mourning in different ways. And I think it's Offset was just not trying to do it. I don't think it's a matter of any sort of issues between them or anything.
Well, and also, too, in a performance scenario, if Offset was up there, he would have just been standing there. It's Quavo's song.
Right. Quavo's the one who did the tribute song. But I was super touched to see that they threw Kay Slay up there in the People We Lost. They threw up Hurricane G. They did a pretty good job with hip-hop last night. There have been many years where the Grammys has been trash to hip-hop. We all remember, when you're as old as us, we remember the days when they wouldn't show the awards. You just read it the next day. That Facts. Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince won, you know, a Grammy. And now to see Kendrick Lamar giving a speech, to see Full perform, it was a cool night, man. It was a good night for hip-hop.
Well, see, this is why representation matters.
Exactly.
The Grammys also announced the Dr. Dre Global Impact Award.
Crazy.
And it'll be an award moving forward honoring Dr. Dre. So it was really great to see him getting his flowers. And the Hip Hop 50 tribute was also amazing. I know there was a lot of talk. Everybody has their opinions of who got left out. But like LL Cool J said at the beginning, he's like, they couldn't get everyone on there, but they did a great job. And shout out to Questlove for putting that together. It was a beautiful moment to see everyone from, you know, like Run DMC, Salt and Pepper, Spinderella, Scarface, to Too Short, Public Enemy, Ice-T.
Also, we should give credit to, I got to give some credit to DJ Drama as well, because I don't know, but I know. The best young moment that happened there was Uzi Vert walking out at the end. Yep. Like, if you really want to talk about hitting the youth, the baby, little baby moment was cool that he was in it. But Uzi Vert has a different sort of relationship with the youth. So seeing Uzi out there, Ebro, you know that was a DJ Drama production making that happen.
Of course.
Yeah.
So if sure. everyone came together to make that thing work, man. Yeah, there we could sit here and complain about some of the names I wish showed up, but it was awesome. I really, during it, I didn't think about it at all. I was just like, wow. Everyone sounded good. Everyone looked good. I mean, LL's still incredible.
I just got to say, what you guys are doing right now ain't hip-hop. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Hip-hop complains. All right? And coming up, we're going to complain about what they got wrong. I'm playing.
No, that's a good idea. We have nothing to complain about, but we're going to
focus on the negative.
Right. Well, look, special shout to Best Reggae Album. They got that right this year. Because
Kabaka Pyramid.
Kabaka Pow. Pyramid. You know what I'm saying? With the big collaborations with the Marlies and all that stuff. Last year, they messed up. Let me complain. Remember, it was Soulja? We was like, who are these dudes? But this year, they got it right. So, big up Kabaka Pyramid.
Best Rap Album went to Kendrick Lamar for Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. He also took Best Rap Song with The Heart Part 5. And Best Rap Performance also went to Kendrick Lamar. So he cleaned up, and Harry Styles won Album of the Year.
I mean, you could have picked most of these ahead of time, honestly. They were all pretty straightforward, the big categories. Maybe not Best New Artist. As Ebro pointed out, I didn't know that young lady.
Yeah, I thought the Album of the Year could have went a few ways. Song of the Year. Songwriter Award, people was mad. Mad at Jill Biden. Did you guys see this? They're like, a Chinese spy balloon is flying overhead, and Jill Biden, like she would have had something to do with the spy balloon, getting it out of the sky, is at the Grammys giving away an award.
By the way, update, the balloon's already gone. She could have, Ebro, in this made-up world where she did it, she could have shot it down yesterday and still made it to the Grammys.
Fam, I left it out of congrats because we had so much to deal with. Yo, the Chinese spy balloon thing is so crazy. You know that somebody did a whole report on how many spy balloons flew over while Trump was president, too. You know that, right?
No.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a distraction.
Let me guess, a lot.
Yeah.
I love balloons. I just enjoy seeing a nice balloon in the sky.
When Trump was president, this would have never happened. There would have never been a spy balloon. It would have never happened.
They were different. Those are my friend's balloons.
That's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 8:06. Today is a high of 50 degrees, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Those are Luft balloons.
99 Luft balloons. Great song. Great balloons.
HD One New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
The Grammys closed last night with God Did, Ross, Wayne, Hove, the Khaled record with New Artist Friday and John Legend. Very impressive to see Hove sit there and spit that 4-minute verse straight through, no hook, no breaks. Mm. That verse is like its own album.
It really is. That was actually a cool performance. It looked different too. I like what they did there.
Now it looked like what? Like the Last Supper, sitting outside in the street with a big banquet table. If you haven't seen it, it'll be everywhere all day today. Go look for that. Grammys put together a good situation. We were talking about the construction, the production of the 50 years of hip hop performance. And I just want to shout out Questlove and Black Thought and everything that they've. They're always there for us. They're always there in a phenomenal, like, music curation way. If you really look at the history of Black Thought and Questlove and the Roots and what they've done as a live band in hip-hop. And it was good to have them there because the way they put that performance together, because that was led by Questlove on the drums, was phenomenal. It was really well done. To get that many people... And literally every artist did what, 30, seconds to 60 seconds or something like that?
I mean, most did 30, 40. And then a couple, like LL did like, what, a minute and a half? You know, Method Man did 20 seconds. Maybe my highlight was, here's how you know it was good, actually. Let me say this. Here's how you know what they did was good. Do you guys remember the last time that the Grammys did something hip-hop? And when they showed the hip-hop artists in the crowd, the people weren't, like, cringing? Like, they were all enjoying it last night. Like, Hove was rapping every word. You know, from Hove.
Yo, Hove got excited to see LL. That was tight.
Yo, Hove rapped every word of Method Man's verse.
Yeah.
You know, like, that was, and then they're cutting to all the other rappers in the crowd, the Pharrells, Doja Cat, everyone's dancing and rapping along and getting, like, you just don't see that every day because they normally make it with hip-hop a whack grown-up's attempt to be in touch with the youth. Last night, they leaned into it, and it was awesome.
It was great.
It was great. It was really great. And for people wondering, like I saw on social media, LL did a disclaimer before, and he said, listen, there's a lot of things that we wanted to do here. We couldn't do it all. But I feel like they really covered 50 years from Grandmaster. Started with Grandmaster Flash. Mm. You know, and went all the way to Uzi Vert.
Yeah, they were out there being furious.
That's fire.
And they went all the way to Uzi Vert.
What song did LL do?
LL did Rock the Bells.
Rock the Bells and Radio.
And Radio, yeah. Yeah.
And what did Method Man do?
Method Man.
Method Man. Method Man.
M-E-T-H-O-D.
Yeah. Yeah.
He looks so good.
This is a pseudo.
You keep saying
he does.
Everyone,
he does.
This is a pseudo thorough list of it. It's not everybody, but Big Boy, Black Thought, Busta with Spliff Star, De La Soul, but it was really just Pasta News. Jazzy Jeff, Missy, Glorilla, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, Melly Mel, Ice-T, Lil Baby, Lil Uzi Vert, The Lox, Method Man, Nelly, Public Enemy, Latifah, Rakim, Run DMC, Salt and Peppa, Scarface, Swizz Beatz, Too Short. Mm.
Scarface looked great. Yep. So happy to see him up there. After, you know, his health situation during COVID, was so happy to see Face up there.
Yeah, he looked good, man. And did you guys peep during the We Gon' Make It moment of the Lox that Swizz Beatz was waving the Rough Riders flag?
Yeah. Well, I mean, technically, when you think about it, yeah, no, I was Swizz. Technically, when you think about it, they covered off on two eras with the Lox. That's Bad Boy and Rough Riders in one.
But yeah, that people aren't counting it though. They're one, and they wanted people wanted shiny suits out on that stage.
If you think I'm jiggy, nah, they covered off both right there with that We Gonna Make It scenario.
You know what? And it's weird. Like, I guess the reason I didn't feel at the end like, oh, I needed Bad Boy. Bad Boy's gotten mad celebrations. They just had a huge one at the BET Awards. So I feel like we just celebrated all of Bad Boy. And also, let's be honest, the biggest thing about Bad Boy can't be there.
That's right.
I mean, the
that's
most
with a lot of it, though, because I mean, I think I heard people were no Cash Money, no Rockefeller. I'm like, guys, do you know that people get asked and people do turn these things down? Right. That happens.
Yeah,
people are unavailable sometimes,
or not interested.
Yeah,
some. A lot. This isn't talked about a lot. A lot of artists, not just hip hop, but a lot of artists in general, do not want to embrace their legacy. They're still stuck thinking that they're going to be relevant again like they're 18, 19, 20 years old.
That's yep. right. So if they
There's
acknowledge
significant it. Population of artists that do not want to embrace the work that they did in the beginning of their career, and right now they're 45, 50 years old.
And
40 years old.
If they embrace the old, then it's like they're not going to be popping again. And that's LL is the absolute definition of the opposite of that. Oh, by the way, Ice-T in there doing New Jack Hustler made me happy. But LL embraces it so much so that he now has a Rock the Bells old school hip-hop channel on Sirius. They're doing like an old school boat cruise Rock the Bell. Like, he's embraced the whole Rock the Bells brand. Like, that's who he is. He's not fighting to be like, but I might come out next week. And he might. I'm sure LL will drop again. But he knows what he's going to be known for is his legacy music. Right. And he's got a great career besides that. So why? You don't need to fight to be the person you were. Like, you can just embrace that catalog.
Yeah, by the way, people definitely struggle. People struggle.
Slick Rick accepted an award last night. I was hoping he'd be in the 50. I will say that. I was hoping he'd be performing. But it's okay.
Let's talk about how cool Rakim was up there, though. Shout to Torrey, too. Shout to Torrey, who had a video of Rakim and Hov greeting each other backstage.
Oh, that's fire. That's dope.
Yeah, Rakim.
I saw the Grandmaster Flash and Hov photo made me happy, too.
Yeah, Grandmaster Flash taking pictures of everybody. Grandmaster Flash IG right now is on fire.
Oh, man, I'm going to go there right now.
I love it.
Flash is great, though, because Flash loves the culture like he's still a kid.
Yeah, he pays attention, bro. Flash is one of the guys that if you're any part in this hip-hop game, he knows your name.
That's right.
He knows your name. Like, yo, what's up, so-and-so? And that's crazy.
No, he's the guy who basically him and Kool Herc are basically the two biggest inventors of the entire genre. Considering he's that, the fact that he's up on everything to this day, and then last night was dope for Flash too, because in Dr. Dre's speech, he referenced one of my all-time favorite songs that's not referenced nearly enough, Adventures of Grandmaster Flash on the Wheels of Steel.
Facts.
And it's so crazy because I had already recorded my show last night. I played that record last night. I love that record because basically it's Grandmaster Flash just flipping records. For 6 minutes, it's him just playing different records, the essence of DJing and hip-hop. And Dre said that's the reason he became a DJ, was that record. So it was a cool night for Flash in general, man.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to everybody out there. Yo, look, DJ Flash Forever, if you don't follow him on the gram.
Is he lit or what? I told you.
I mean, he's living life. And then the rehearsal video.
Good for him.
I mean, are the rehearsal pics with Questlove, Run, Jazzy Jeff, and Flash. Listen, man. I just want to go back and thank Questlove again, man. And I mean, obviously all the forefathers, but, you know, the way that was put together last night, if you haven't seen it, get to the social media whenever you get time today. But we're going to get this for the whole year, man. All these great moments celebrating hip-hop, you know, and celebrating the culture that, listen, paved the way for us to have representation in ways we thought we wouldn't have, man. Telling the real stories of what's going on out here and making billionaires in the process. So it's definitely something to be grateful for.
If you want to continue the celebration of it, guys, I saw that on PBS, Chuck D has a series about hip-hop, a doc series called Fight the Power, sort of about hip-hop's influence in society, how it came to be. So far, it's only one episode up there, but you can find it on demand on PBS. It's really, really dope. And I'm sure we'll be getting more and more of that as we lead up to August 11th.
It's Ebro in the Morning, Laura Styles, Rosenberg, Cast One. You got to hit him with a classic right now, Cast One. What you going to hit him with? Anything. You can hit him with a Rakim. You can hit him with, you can hit The Message, that Melly Mel.
Oh.
That's what it was.
So clean. Yo, just a little piece, though. And shout to Bugsy. Shout out to Flash, Red Alert, who all told me at different points, Willis to the top, Cash. When this record first played on the radio, this was a big deal. This was considered gangster rap. This was like music that mainstream society did not want to hear about. Young black men talking about broken glass everywhere, talking about poverty, basically all the buildings in the Bronx being burned out.
Well, up until then, it had all been disco. It had basically been disco rap. It was all a party. Everything's all good. We're in the club. We're having fun. This was the first record.
Reality rap, man.
Exactly. This is really the record that set the tone for what rap would become. Maybe more than anything else.
Is this one of the greatest?
Oh, what?
50 hip-hop records of all time?
If this isn't on the list, I'll walk out.
The gurus are next.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Cast One giving you a little timeline of that classic beat. Ebro Law Rosenberg, good morning. What were you going to say, Rosenberg?
Not all old school beats can kind of make that transition. Like, in fact, very few feel like they're good to hear over and over again. That one is like such a forever. You know what I mean? It sounded kind of fresh every time. Came out in 82. The Ice Cube's like 10 years later. The Puff's like 5 years later after that. The Coil of Ray's 25 years after that. And they all sound, it works still.
Yeah, no, that beat is...
Yo, the drums hit so big in that song. The doo-doom, cat, boom, boom, cat. It's like, I don't know, it stands out so much relative to other old school records.
Yeah, it's clean.
Listen, man, we're doing the 50 years of hip-hop here on the show. We're trying to construct the greatest 50 songs in hip-hop of all time. It's going to be tough. I started writing down today records that I was going to bring to the table. Things like Busta, Put Your Hands, and is it Snoop, Gin and Juice, or What's My Name? Mm-hmm. Obviously, Snoop and Dre off The Chronic. By the way, you may have not known that The Chronic was off streaming services for a while.
Didn't even realize that until they brought it back. I was like, I didn't know you were gone.
Yeah, no, it's back. I wrote down The Clips Grinding.
Of course.
Latifah obviously reminded us last night, UNITY. I put down BDP Self-Destruction. What are we going to put up for Run DMC? What are we going to do for LL Cool J, Jay-Z, for the greatest 50 greatest of all time?
Ebro, the more we talk, the more I realize we haven't made a formal decision as a group yet. I think we're going to have to come together and decide it's one song per artist, though.
I think so,
in
too.
In order to fit the full 50.
It's too impossible. It's impossible. Like,
people
can't
are really
give.
Stressed out over this.
I spend time. And the 51 made me realize it. I'm like, oh, 50 is such a great artist, but we can't give him more than one. It doesn't make sense. Even with Jay, it doesn't make sense.
What right. about, Rosemary, what about when these artists do albums or projects together? Then what?
Give me an example of what you're talking
like
about.
Like Jay-Z and Kanye.
Jay-Z and Kanye, perfect example. So we know Jay-Z and Kanye are probably going to get in individually at some point. Do they get in for Paris?
Yes.
I mean, we bring it to the table, and at the end, the audience is going to decide. So,
but I think we should make
that's
the rule.
All we could do.
The rule I'm going to suggest to the committee is each artist as an artist, as a solo artist, like an individual group or artist, only gets one song from their catalog. Other collabs, you know what I mean? If KRS has one on his own and he has Self-Destruction, okay, it is what it is. You know what I mean? That's my suggestion.
Which KRS? Is it Sound of the Police? The Bridge? The Bridge is Over? South Bronx?
Is it Step Into a World? Is it?
Oh,
is it,
my
right,
God.
Is it MC Acta?
Yes.
I don't know.
Is it?
Oh, out of Here? God. Oh, boy. Out of Here could be it for me. That's going to be tough, man.
Is Matt Ism in there?
Matt Ism.
But do Rosenberg, we do Fugees? Do we do Fugees or Lauren?
Well, I think they both.
You can do both.
Okay.
If this rule
taken up.
Yo, we just did 50 right there. It's over. Yo, Rosenberg, this was a terrible idea.
I know. I'm sorry.
You and your damn list. If you weren't such a ranker,
we wouldn't be in this situation. I'm sorry. Oh, by the way, random hip hop note. Just because, and this makes me happy in terms of how artists develop. Have any of you guys flipped on the old new Lil Yachty album by any chance yet?
The new Lil Yachty album's incredible, bro.
It's pretty fire.
Yo, he's really getting after it, Lil Yachty.
Yeah, man.
If y'all haven't listened to it, it's worth a listen, man. It's
if you want some great music, soulful, alternative, a little bit of hip hop woven into it.
Yeah, but not a rap. It's definitely not a rap album.
It's not a rap album at all. No.
It could be in a category with like a Tyler album to some extent, you know, but it's its own thing. Go check it out, though. Shouts to Yachty, man.
Let's go, the Gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Gurus, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru Laura at gmail.com, where the gurus unite.
That's right.
To fight for what's right. Shani Coltrane, do what you do.
Burn the stage. Cleanse the energy.
Zen. Rosenberg, lead us some breathing exercises. Who needs us? Who's out there?
Yo, this segment is so performative and full of crap.
You have to change the energy.
A black man, saying, a Guatemalan, and a Jew who want to take you and walk these dogs and represent Wu.
You always want to represent Wu.
I mean, don't we? Every day. That's guru talk. That's guru talk. Good morning.
They said Wu-Tang is for the children.
It's facts. Thank you. We have a follow-up email to last week's classic. A follow-up to last week's classic. If you don't remember, go back and listen on the podcast. I think it was Thursday. The name of the email that day was, I think my girl is a hoe.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
We have a follow-up. Good morning, gurus. I hope this email finds you all in great health, and please remain safe. I'd like to remain anonymous. Appreciate you reading my email earlier this week. I was looking for sound advice, but I heard Ebro just laughing and Shani Coltrane saying, burn it down. I noticed I left some things out of my email, not realizing the importance of these facts. I said that I think my girl is a hoe. She sends pictures and videos to guys specifically, not posting them on the internet.
That's right.
She sends the videos with a verbal message attached to them. She starts the video by saying, hey, baby, and her message to him will follow. My eyes are welling up with tears just typing this. The hurt is real. And guys text her back requesting a sex video from her and things of that nature.
Oh, now, she ain't a hoe.
She an OnlyFans girl.
Yeah, what you talking about, bro? She out here running a business.
What you mean? She ain't a hoe. She's a pro?
Yeah.
That's now, what it sounds like now.
Now, I saw all of this by going through her phone, but now she changed all of her passwords in the phone, so I can't go through it. I love her so much.
Wow.
But I cannot and will not trust her. She tells me that she isn't doing it anymore, like I'm stupid. But how will I know if she's telling the truth? She lies a lot also. I catch her in bogus lies quite often. And if I ask her if I can go through her phone, she goes ballistic on me. And then arguments follow.
I'm not wired to have patience with this level of bitch assness. Y'all need to fast forward this segment, bro. Come on.
I hear you. I'm going to jump ahead here to the bottom. He says, I wish I was strong enough to just walk away, but I can't right now. Maybe in the near future, but not now. Please help me if you can. Sometimes I feel like living is not an option if I want to eliminate this internal pain.
Bro,
listen to me right now. First of all, if you're going to say things like that seriously, you should talk to a professional. Number one. Laura, can you please get the suicide prevention number? Because if that's an actual real thought, we need to give you that number. Number two, bro, I know you're having trouble believing this. There are other fish in the sea.
Yeah.
There's a reason that saying exists.
Yeah.
It's true.
Also, bro, if you hurting like that, fam, I got to tell you something. So, like, there are humans, and this is for men and women. There are humans that take advantage of other humans' kindness. She knows that you're not going to do anything about her endeavors. And she knows she doesn't have to stop hurting you because you're not going to do anything. You're not going to leave. You don't have enough backbone to be like, look, so, obviously we don't know you well enough other than this letter to understand the dynamics of whom you are and really what you're saying about this woman. But we don't even actually know for real, if she is in the relationship the same way you're in the relationship.
Which is what we said last week. They're in two different relationships. That was one of the,
you know what I'm saying? Stuff. Like, she could be just using you for money, bro. The same way she's hustling her, you know, her wares across the internet for money.
Facts.
You know what I mean? So you gotta kind of put that in your brain in some way. Because I've seen this many, many times. You know, there's those dudes who, you know, and women too, who give their money to some dude who just shows up and is giving them attention. They let him stay in the crib. They give up all their money. They, you know what I'm saying? And the dude is just laying down the pipe just to get the bread, but don't really care about the person. Yeah. Same thing the other way with girls who take advantage of the dude who they know's a square or a naive in some way. And they just, you know, show the box and show some areola every now and then. And they dudes come off the brain, come off the bread. And it's just part of the hustle, and you might be getting taken advantage of like that, my guy.
And the thing,
but
is,
you do need to talk to a professional, though.
That's a fact.
This is where we're at. And just to share, the hotline is 1-800-273-8255. That's 800-273-TALK, or you can text if you don't feel comfortable getting someone on the phone. You can text 741-741, but please reach out to somebody and talk to them, because at the point where you're at right now, it's serious, and I'm sure you have so many, you know, so much more life ahead of you, and this is not the end, bro. This is not the end.
You have to, you know, a lot of people I see in relationships, they haven't learned to love themselves properly and truly respect themselves. So people can't respect you or love you properly if you don't even know how to love yourself properly. You know what I'm saying?
Talk about it.
So it's like you're doing things to disrespect your own integrity and not allowing yourself to be everything that you can be. So you're allowing her to give you less than what you deserve. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, look in the mirror just a little bit too and do right by yourself.
Yeah.
And we acknowledge you.
We all agree. Yeah.
It hurts.
Put yourself first.
And we get it. It hurts. It's terrible. You will find someone better who does not do this. Okay. Like, she is not the only human being on earth. I know it feels that way right now, but I promise you that is not the case. So to Laura's
point, we've
all
been through that.
Call a professional. Get some help.
Once again, text 741-741 or call 1-800-273-TALK. That's 8255. So we're sending you a lot of love, man. Just remember, we've all been there before. We've all been in your shoes, okay? This is not the end. Sending you love, brother. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No new weakness.
It was 20 years ago today, Cass won. We talked about this last week, remember?
Yep.
The mic's off. You remember?
Yep. I remember.
20 years ago today, one of the most classic albums all time. Arguably one of the biggest hip-hop albums ever. Sales-wise, chart-wise. The number of hits on this album, crazy. We ran through it last Thursday because we were trying to go through the 50 Cent catalog to figure out which song of 50 Cent's would make the 50 greatest hip-hop songs of all time. But just to salute everybody out there that lived this Get Rich or Die Trying moment 20 years ago today. Let that fly, bro. Let something fly, man. On the way, flashing lights. Laura Stiles, what you cooking up, kid?
Coming up in a flashing lights report, guys, I just have to mention and give you some details on this horrible earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria, man. We'll talk about it coming up next.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Play around. Yeah, no 50 either. You know, if you want to make complaints, there was no G-Unit. No Eminem.
Right?
Right, no
Eminem. No Marshall, no Drake, no 50, nope. No Jay, no Kanye, no Snoop. In the Grammys 50 Years of Hip Hop tribute last night, no Lil' Kim, no Foxy, no Nicki.
But there was Salt and Pepper, there was Latifah.
That's
real quick, shout out to MC Lyte for being the voice of the Grammys yesterday, too.
That's her.
She's banned.
She's not the voice of everything. She's the voice of God.
That is true.
She's got the Grammys, the BET Awards, the Soul Train Awards.
More. Give her more. She sounds
94.7 The Block.
She's got it all.
Let's go, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights, lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
We've been having a lot of Grammy talk, but it's important that we acknowledge, guys. I don't know if you guys have seen the pictures, but there was a huge earthquake. More than 1,800 people have been killed and thousands more have been injured. A 7.8 earthquake that struck Turkey and Syria earlier today. It's the strongest to hit the region in more than 100 years, bro. 14 miles shook up. That's a...
Bro.
Guys, 7.8?
It's huge.
Oh. Huge. Man. Huge. Multiple aftershocks. I think you... As someone who's been through earthquakes and Ebro and I don't know who else on the show has been through earthquakes, you feel like it's over and then the aftershocks, you never even, some of them are even worse than the actual earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
It is
horrible. Yo, just to give you an example of how big that is, the largest earthquake ever recorded in 1960 was a 9.5 down in Chile.
That's the biggest ever.
Ever. This was a 7.8.
Oh. Fam, it's chills.
Terrible.
And meanwhile, you know, definitely not as serious. There was an earthquake recorded several miles outside of Buffalo. It was only on like 3.4 or something like that on the Richter scale.
But yeah, just sending love to anybody who has family there and just overall, because it's, I'm reading the details on this and it's absolutely heartbreaking, man. It's heartbreaking.
Super scary.
We've been having a lot of Grammy talk, and please do yourself a favor. If you didn't catch any of the Grammys, go. I'm sure you're going to find it on YouTube, but the Hip Hop 50 tribute was super special. We've been talking about it, and there was a lot of people who had, you know, a couple of, you know, saying you guys didn't have the represent the bad boy era. You didn't do Rockefeller. But just celebrate the amazing legends. They were there. They were present. Because when you watch it, you just feel so good. Mm-hmm. Even watching just Busta just living and Missy and Scarface and, you know, and Big Boy. It's so dope. And Questlove deserves a lot of love for making sure that, you know, the right people were there. Jazzy Jeff and Drama. Mm-hmm. LL. So it was fire, man. It was fire.
Yeah. Shout out to Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny had a great moment last night.
You know, he opened up the show with that merengue and the classic Latino vibe. You know what I'm saying? That was fire.
Won himself a Grammy too. Or maybe a couple. I don't know how many he won. But I love Bad Bunny because even in a scenario where it's a English speaking scenario, he's like Inglés poquito. I'm sticking to this Espanol family. That's what I do.
Yep. I was surprised that he hit you with a little Inglés at the beginning. I was like, okay.
He basically did a whole speech in English and then a whole speech in Spanish.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Shout out to Bad Bunny. That's your Flash and Large Report. The time is 8:54 today. Let me see. It's a high of 50 degrees. Alternate side parking is in effect.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's Bob Marley's birthday.
Robert Nesta Marley. The Prophet. Happy birthday. Thank you.
I want to do commercial.
Do a commercial for the podcast.
Like he wants us to do this commercial for the podcast.
Like what? Like I say, like, my name is Barack.
Yeah, my name is Danny.
And when does the show come out?
Every Wednesday.
What kind of podcast is it? What company?
I don't know. We f*** around.
Current events, comedy.
No, it's a hot...
97 podcast.
Yes.
Hot 97. Blazing hip hop and R&B. Podcast too.
And that's the commercial.
One listen and you'll be glad to know we don't ever plan to stop. Bad Business with Barack and Daniel.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.